USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said as the war rages on in Ukraine, he's not expecting this to end anytime soon.
We've seen the brutality that Vladimir Putin has brought to this. We know his track record in Chechnya. We know the track record of what he's aided and abetted in Syria. I think we have to expect the same. And part of the reason we have to expect the same is that this has not gone according to Putin's plan. He anticipated that somehow they would go into Ukraine. The Ukrainians would either somehow welcome them or at least fold their tents and move out. And, of course, exactly the opposite has happened.
Oil prices climbed again today after the International Energy Agency said markets would lose 3 million barrels per day of Russian crude and refined products. The supply loss would be far greater than expected, 1 million barrels per day. That's the drop in demand triggered by higher fuel prices. This is USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. Oh, I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison. Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least 6 states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University researchers. Not much is yet known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Jussie Smollett is free for the moment.
An appeals court sided with Jussie Smollett's lawyers and said he should be free pending his appeal after his conviction for lying to police and staging a racist homophobic attack. Smollett left the Cook County Jail Wednesday night after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. The appeals court ruling came 1 week after a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to begin serving 150 days in jail. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Republican-controlled Georgia State House passed a sweeping election bill that would hand new election policing powers to the state's Bureau of Investigations and restrict nonprofit funding of elections. The 40-page bill would give the Georgia Bureau of Investigations the power to initiate election fraud allegations, work that is currently overseen by state election officials. The Investigations Bureau would also have the authority to subpoena election records with sign-off from the state Attorney General. St. Patrick's Day is all about the Irish, but modern-day celebrations started in the United States. Wallet Hub says the first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually held in Boston in the 1700s. The financial site estimates more than $5 billion will be spent celebrating today, along with parades and food deals. A lot of green beer will be on tap. Enjoy yours, as the site predicts 13 million pints of Guinness will be enjoyed. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.